to Little Apple Market yesterday. It's in downtown Manhattan. And it was fairly uneventful. You know, usually I go to the grocery store and I come back and, oh my God, you won't believe what happened to me at the grocery store yesterday. You know, usually some incident happens, some big ordeal thing. And no problems at all. Go home, put the groceries away, sit down, and then my phone rings. It's Photoshop Adam asking if I was just at Little Apple Market. And this is the first time he'd seen my car. He goes on to say, you need some new wheels or something along those lines. Basically telling me my 98 Toyota Corolla was ugly.
It's hilarious.
So, you know, I was like, oh, I don't care, dude. It gets me from point A to point B. I like to spend my money on more than just one giant purchase of something that, you know, I just use as transportation.
Yeah.
So I'd be fine with buying another Corolla after this one. Reliable, good gas mileage. So
maybe if you put like a cool paint stripe on it,
you know, the racing
like a
stripe?
Racing stripe, or okay. Flames, or like Jeff Gordon's face on the hood.
Yeah,
maybe something like that.
I just don't ever encounter people in my car to understand why having a nice, you know, pimped out ride is going to help me at this point. You know, and yeah. I want to make it clear I'm not criticizing people who drive those cars. But what's the deal with you hating on us folks that just like, you know, to have a car, to drive around, you know? Just to make our trips to the grocery store. Since that's the only time I ever leave my apartment. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think about the whole thing?
Oh, I think it's so stupid. I'll see somebody driving around in a Mercedes. Tires are bald. Clothes are horrible. And they live in a trailer. It's stupid. It's a status symbol that people don't realize that they're getting themselves in debt with a car, which is the worst purchase a person could ever make. $50,000
right.
for a car and $25,000 for a trailer. You know?
You're right.
And I'm from the South. That happens a lot. But I'm glad to know when I've moved to Kansas, it still happens everywhere else.
Right. Like, I'd rather spend a big chunk of money on a house, you know, to buy a house and get settled there, and then just drive whatever gets me decent gas mileage until it dies. I'm fine with that, you know.
Everybody needs to know a little bit about Dave Ramsey. Be debt-free. Car is the most stupid investment. When you drive it off a lot, you lose 10%. Just driving it off a lot. The first year, you're going to lose another 20% in depreciation. It's stupid.
Do you work at a used car lot, ma'am?
Ex-husband owned a dealership.
Oh, that makes sense.
I
did get you.